everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God loves us as always, and He's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord is waiting to give us answers. He hangs around and waits on to give us answers to the things we desire to know. Jesus once said, "Ask, seek, and knock." In life, if you want to grow, if we take a look at the first commandment God ever gave a man, that's to be fruitful. In order to be fruitful, you have to ask, seek, and knock. You have to have a desire to know something. And you have to ask for it. Because God is right there, ready to give it to you. And the Holy Spirit is here to guide us in all truth. The Lord already gave us His word by the Holy Spirit. Holy men of God spoke as they were inspired by the Holy Spirit. And, they didn't just write down private interpretations. They wrote down the heart of God's word, the spirit of the word. And in yesterday's broadcast, we talked about how to receive the spirit of the word, and that's to study God's word in faith. Study it in faith. Let it allow it to get in you. Receive it in your heart. Now, it's the same thing people do with Satan's deception. Satan speaks a lie and they believe it, and then they act on it and speak it. And then when the Lord speaks, He try to get in our ear and give us a false interpretation to draw the wrong conclusion. Whatever we do, whatever we act on, it's because we heard something, we believed it, we spoke it, and we act on it. Whether it's Satan's lie or God's truth. But if we take the right steps with God's truth, which is love, the right step is love. You can detect the love of God in his words, because His words are life, and His life blesses everyone. His love considers everyone. His love considers everyone, even the wicked, to give you counsel on how to navigate around the wicked and help them in the process without letting them hurt you. All of these things are within the Word of God. But because we were born in a world of darkness, we have to seek the Lord and help Him, and He'll guide us in life. If you love the truth, when you hear it, you want more of it. When you love the world, when you hear the truth, you run from it. I'm gonna say that again. When you're of truth, you hear the truth, you want more of the truth. Your heart responds. You want it from your heart, not your mind. It takes longer for the mind to catch up. But the mind has a desire for God too. But it has to overcome deception. And then the right things will be in place. The mind is like a computer. You have to deprogram it and reprogram it. But deception is a hijack. That's like brainwashing. Brainwashing goes against the will. The Lord doesn't go against your will. He wants you to choose of your own free will His ways. And He presents them to you. And you either receive it or reject it. That's up to you. That's up to the individual. That's the way it always is. Our prayers help people who struggle. But at the end of the day, they're going to have to make a choice. We can break down their deception. We can expose the truth to them. But they'll have to choose the way of life just like we do. And the Lord, in these days, the Lord is, the rapture could have already happened. The Lord is ready to come to return. But He told me He's honoring the prayers of His people. His people keep praying for people. But there's a day that he said, all right, these are things that he told me. There's a day he said he'll be here by that day. I don't know what day that is. He didn't reveal it, and I don't believe he will reveal it. But we'll know it when it happens. But he's ready to return now. But his people keep praying for people. And he's honoring their faith. He's honoring their faith. Until the time remains. And he's going to give them wisdom to say the right things. He's going to bless the people that have heard his word. He's going to give them dreams and visions, and he's going to work with them so that they can choose to believe. He's going to bless his people in their sight, his way, so that they can choose a better road. See, the walls of deception can be thick and wide, but the anointing can break them all down to dust. And when the smoke clears, they can see. And when they can see, they can judge. But they'll have to make a choice. At the end of the day, they're going to make the choice. God is not going to brainwash them and make them get saved. Now, it's a struggle to leave what you know. That's why in the days of Lot was lingering. The angels had to grab him by the hand and pull him out of that city. Him, his wife, and his daughters. And his wife looked back, and she turned to a pillar of salt. You don't disobey angels. That's trying to help you. It's the same thing now. Abraham was not in the city. Now some Christians are strong, and they just like Abraham interceded for Lot and the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. That we're in the same situation now. We love God. We know God. We've experienced God. We know he's good. But we have kin folks and loved ones that's lingering. And we're trying to grab them by the hand and pull them out of here like the angels did for Lot. Now the Lord has some fail safes in place. He can get them out. But at the end of the day, they're going to have to make the right adjustments in their own will and choose to walk out of there. Now, the angels, it didn't say the angels carried them out. They grabbed them by the hand and led them out. They were still walking. Their will was still intact. But they were lingering, just like our kin folks and loved ones. But all hope is not lost for them. The Lord knows, he knew this was coming, and he had words spoken to them in time for it to become a raiment for them. And with the things he's about to do, I believe that he's going to get them. And when you see this great revival, I believe that'll be by the time you see it, how big it is, it'll be about over with. This revival has been forming for years. God has been dealing with people in the heart. Now, we have to seek God. We have to decide, I'm going to learn this. Every time I had a hard case, things that I just didn't know what to do with, I said, I'm going to learn this. And I meant it. I said it by faith, and I meant it. I said, I'm going to learn this. This is not going to nag my life for the rest of my life, for the rest of my days. I'm going to learn how to defeat this problem. And the Lord always gave me knowledge. And that's why I act like you can ask the Lord a question and learn from him. Because I do it. I always have situations and I can't figure it out. I speak the word and it seemed to be working slow. Slower than I want it to. But I keep at it. And then I ask the Lord, well, why is it taking so long for me to get to where I want to go? I ask him all kind of questions. Ask your questions. And the Lord will show you why. There's a reason. Ask him. Ask. Seek. Knock. Otherwise, you won't learn from him. But if you ask, then you can learn. You can start learning. If you seek, you can find. There are answers available. Sometimes that's all the Lord needs is for somebody to. You got to be in agreement. How can two walk together unless they're in agreement? If you don't believe God can answer you, you don't agree with him in the first place. If you don't believe he'll give you the answer, you don't agree with him. He wants to give you the answer. And people that won't seek him, they're acting like God don't want to tell them. And where did they get that information? Jesus said, ask. Cold religion says, we'll never understand the ways of God. And then it'll twist the scripture. As the heavens is high above the earth, so is God's ways high to man. So we'll never learn. It didn't say that. And if you go back to the Isaiah reference, he was talking about including Gentiles in his kingdom and how God loved everybody. But the core religious priest of that day and men that were supposed to be in God's house, they looked down on other nations as if they were racist. And God says, the heavens is high above the earth, so are my ways higher than your low-down ways. He was talking against their high-minded racist ways. And they're supposed to be representing God. And they're gate closers. They stand in the way of the gate and close it so other people can't come in. And God is not like that. God loved everybody. Jesus' blood washed every man's sins away from Adam to the last man born. And we're just going to have to believe him. He's our Savior. He included every nation, every nationality, every person. All of them. Everyone. Death came through one man, Adam, and life came through Jesus Christ, but we have to believe it. And that's what God was talking about. Just those men were low down. And God is love. He's righteous and love. He loves everybody. And we can understand him because we experience that kind of love. Now we're going to go on and leave the cross. We believed on Jesus. Now we're walking past the cross and continuing to talk and commune with him. Jesus died for us, not for us to sit up and look at a cross all day. And now we're not supposed to camp out at the cross. The cross is over and done with. Thank God for salvation. Now we're going to build our lives. And everything is built on the foundation of the cross. Let's let the cross be its purpose. That Jesus died for us. And he also rose again. But we don't hang out at the tomb either. We don't hang out at the cross or the empty tomb. We go on and build our life. We ask, we seek, and we knock. Anything you want to know, you're welcome to ask the Lord who knows everything. Why aren't Christians learning from the Lord and building businesses as necessary? A.G. Gaston used to say, find the void and fill it. If you want to be rich, if you want to be wealthy, if you want to prosper in life, find the void and fill it. Why don't people ask the Holy Spirit to help them solve hard problems and then build a business from it? Or why don't people in ministry ask the Holy Spirit, how do you kill hard case problems? And then minister life to the people. Why don't teachers learn how to teach hard-headed students and students that are struggling? The Holy Spirit got your answer. The Holy Spirit have all your answers. When Satan tried to get in the way, move him out of your way. That's why God gave you authority. Now, I was talking about authority yesterday, and while I was doing, I said, this is going to sound so weird to some people. Me talking about running Satan out of your life, driving him out. Just like Israel was supposed to drive out the Canaanites, the Amalekites, Philistines, problem makers. You're going to have to put Satan out of your life. If Jesus had to do it, we all got to do it. To the people that's just learning about the Lord, this may be a deep subject to you. This may be something that you've never heard before. But when you search out the scriptures, you'll see that it's been Satan trying to hinder man against God and pit man against God and get man to rebel against God from the first man. And he's a factor. Satan is a factor. If you can't ignore him, you got to deal with him or he's going to deal with you. He's a factor. Now in the world, Satan will hide. He'll tell atheist people there's no God and there's no devil. That's a lie. The word of God said there's a devil and demons and evil principalities in high places. And they hijack nations, they hijack cities, towns, families, and people. They rout men against God. That's why our Congress and our House have so much trouble. The Senate, they can't even make a decent law, and they're getting hundreds of thousands of dollars every year, and they can't agree on hardly anything. And they make a political thing out of most things. Until there's a war, then they agree to fight. It's because Satan is hijacking people's minds. And then the good politicians that go in trying to do good, they get them in the bribe, they bribe them. If they take the first bribe, they're in. They committed a felony. So that if they start taking the bribe, they have to keep taking bribes. And that's the world we live in. Corruption is everywhere. But people of God, love God, they stand. And that's why we're still alive. There are people praying. Beyond all the evil that the devil's doing, there are people praying, seeking, knocking, asking God questions, and believing the Lord for his intervention. We talked yesterday about how people, corrupt preachers that compromise with Satan, and they turn the word of God into cold religion, dead speech that can't help you. They're putting band-aids on cancer. You can't do that. You got to use the word of God, believe the word of God, and drive out the iniquity. Just like a doctor has to cut out cancer, you have to cut the cancer out. You have to get rid of Satan. He's a factor. Disease is a factor. You can't ignore it. If you ignore it, you die. It'll eat your body alive. You got to kill it. You got to cut it out. Just like disease is a factor and Satan is a factor, you got to drive out your enemy. And you got to win in this life. Or you'll die. One of the two. And the gray area is misery. The gray area was always misery. People trying to live in God's kingdom and half fight Satan, they living in the gray area. They're miserable. If you don't drive Satan out of your life, you become miserable. And then you feel like you can't win. And then people get depressed when there's a void of God's word. But the word of God is like compressed air in a balloon. Compressed helium, it will lift you up. And it will build your life. And you will be able to do the things you normally couldn't do. And I thank the Lord for it. God will help us win. He will bless our lives in every capacity. He will take us forward and not backwards. He will help us grow, and we will become greater and greater until we're more like Christ. We grow, and we can attain the mind of Christ if we ask God questions. if we seek him out. If there's a door closed, you knock till God opens it. You got to decide, just like the man at the pool of Bethesda. Jesus asked him a question, will you be made whole? Now, when I first read that, I said, man, that's a cold question. But then when you keep reading it, if you want change in your life, you got to make a decision. You got to decide, I'm going to win. I don't have to know how I'm going to win. I don't even have to know why I'm going to win. Because I may not understand the answers yet. But God is alive, standing right there next to me. And I'll just ask him my question, and he'll answer me. And he'll answer as I can hear and receive. Now, some things he tell me right up front, and he may show me a vision, and I see it, and I say, wow. And I feel like it's so simple that I wonder why I didn't figure it out. But I could, because that knowledge was not in me. Sometimes he'll set me up to understand things. He'll cause me to see something. In my path, I'll see something. Somebody may say something, and it all come together. My answer is there. Most of the time when I'm studying the Word, he'll reveal things to me. Sometimes the answer is a combination of many things. So that's why when you study the Word of God, you have to be in seek mode. You have to be seeking all the time. I mean, just enjoy life. Don't concentrate on the problem. Don't concentrate on the situation. Don't never concentrate on the hard case situation. It's there, but God is right there with you to give you knowledge and wisdom and counsel. Look at him. Enjoy his presence. And now I ask the Lord my hard questions, and I want him to go on and answer me. But then I turn around, I just worship him. I enjoy his presence until I know what to do. If somebody asked me in the duration, well, what did God say? I said, nothing yet, but I'm going to get my answer, because I always do. I'm seeking him about it now, and I'm going to find out. And when I do, I'll tell you. And then it works. Behold, the day come, the sun rise, everything's going according to plan, and then boom, I learn what I was after. And sometimes he'll use other ministers when they're ministering the Word of God. And sometimes he'll teach me and then confirm it through another pastor or preacher or minister or Christian. And I thank God for all of them. If you knock, God's going to open the door. If you seek, you're going to find. If you ask, you're going to get your understanding. Simple. Easy. And I love the Lord our God. He has so much to say. And his blessings are so great. And he's going to help us go forward in life. Time is on our side, because we're going to live forever anyway. But the faster we learn things, the greater we can develop in life. And that's what it's all about. God is right here with you in real time. His name is not just Jesus, but Emmanuel, which means God with man. Then he sent the Holy Spirit to live inside us and upon us. We have the Holy Spirit within and upon. Within, he's a well of water springing up into everlasting life, giving us understanding, knowledge, and counsel. And then upon, for ministry work, to give us strength to do his ministry work for others. And then the anointing to bless our lives, to do what we couldn't do. Now, God is good, folks. He loves us, and he has so much to say. He loves every family, and he has a plan for you and great purposes. So fortify your life with his knowledge, his counsel, and the doors that he'll open for you. Knock, seek, and ask until Jesus comes back. Now, I'm out of time. The Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in your life, in your heart. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.